Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chapter 4, Section 4, Mantra 5. Sava ayam atma brahma vijnanamaya, manomaya, pranamaya, chakshurmaya, shrotramaya, prithvimaya, apomaya, vayumaya, akashamaya, tejobaya, adetobaya, kamamaya, and so forth goes on. Yathakaro yathachari tatha bhavati. साधुकारी साधुर भवति, पापकारी पापो भवति, पुण्यः पुण्येन कर्मा कर्मणा, पापः पापेन, and so forth. This self is indeed Brahman. Now try to see in a very objective way all the possibility for the soul within you. The soul is this self that is essentially Brahman. Just like you are looking at a reflected sun in a jar. A reflected sun is very limited, but it is nothing but the sun. Now therefore, through your conditioned mind, your attention is directed towards the reflected self. And you find yourself shaking internally, but yet the mind gives you the message. As mind gets purified, that this self that you see shaking, subject to various afflictions, in reality it is the absolute. This self is indeed Brahman, and that self expresses itself in every individual, in a human being especially. It is Vijnanamaya. First, it is Anandamaya, identified with causal body. When you are in deep sleep, you experience that particular causal body of yours. Now, coming to practical day-to-day life, identified with you, with the intellect, Vijnanamaya. Identified with mind, Manomaya. With prana, pranamaya. But let me give you the simple Vedantic plan of the five sheets. For Vedantic students, there is always, this is the first important point is given to the mind of the Vedantic student. Try to understand that you are not the five sheets, not the three bodies. And what are the five sheets? Physical body, identified with physical body, you are Annamaya. Physical body is matter. And matter is described in a mystic way as Anna, food. And also because physical body is sustained by food. Most of human attention is always directed towards the physical body. Because that's the mystery of karmic process. But physical body is not you. You may go on clinging to your cell phone, but cell phone is neither your relative nor your friend. Same way it is the body. But then, body exists by constant support given by pranas. Pranamaya kosha. So when you are, you become aware of your vitality, buoyancy, the feeling of jubilance in your body, it is because of prana. Simple hunger and thirst is possible because of prana in you. So that is identity with prana is pranamaya kosha. First you are identified with the physical body. And that's the practical reality in the world. Everywhere you have to show your physical body identity. If you show the prana, it wouldn't matter. But physical body is sustained by prana. ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಕೋಶ. ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಕೋಶ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕೋಶ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಆಪರೇಟ್ಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇಟ್. ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಪುಲೇಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ. ಇಫ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಟು ಯುವರ್ ಫೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ವೇ. ಅನ್ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ, ಮೈಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ಡ್ರಾಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರಾಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಪುಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಟ್ವಿಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪ್ರಾಣ ನಿಯರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಐಸ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ರಾಣಮಯ ಕೋಶ ಇಸ್ ಸಸ್ಟೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಮನೋಮಯ ಕೋಶ. Mind and senses, it's a totally different reality in mental plane. Manomaya kosha is sustained by intellect and ego, called Vijnanamaya kosha. And Vijnanamaya kosha is sustained by Anandamaya kosha. Anandamaya because you are going into unconscious, deep unconscious. That's experienced by person in deep sleep. When you wake up from deep sleep, you say, how happy. I was so joyous, slept soundly. But at the same time, you say, I knew nothing. But nothing that you knew is that ignorance that holds all the sanchit karmas, all the negative karma, all the accumulated karmas. So your soul is wearing these five sheets, one after another. It's very fashionable. And these five sheets come under three bodies. Physical sheets is called one body. Just like if you have a box and it has three sections, big sections. So physical body is one section, subtle body is the second section, causal body is the third section. But now come to another. The subtle body has three layers, three subsections, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya. So from one point of view, the box has five layers. From another point of view, it has three sections. To sum up, you are not the five sheets, you are not the three bodies. Now this Upanishad elaborates all your experiences in this world. They come under either it is intellectual, intellect is involved, or it is your fancies of the mind, or pranamaya, you are just bubbling up and down on the level of vitality, or chakshurmaya, you are trying to see, shrotramaya, you are trying to listen, not just trying to listen, but you are living in that world of listening. You are join a musical performance. And there, 90% of your experience is Shrotramaya. Also in Satsanga, 90% and more is Shrotramaya. You have to listen to everything that you are hearing. When there is Prithvi Maya, too much heaviness or dullness enters your mind, then it is called the earth element is increasing. Apomaya, when you have lot of shallow sentiments flowing like water. Vayumaya, when lot of vitality. Akashamaya, expansion, sense of expanding. Tejomaya, sense of lightning, fire, energy. Kamamaya, full of desires. Akamamaya, without desires. Krodhamaya, full of anger. Akrodhamaya, without anger. This is the description of every individual's personality and the world he lives in. Dharmamaya, adharmamaya, lot of virtuous deeds, lots of vicious deeds. All that you are experiencing, you must realize, is occurring in consciousness. And consciousness is what you are. Therefore, though it may seem to you that things are far apart, study the astronomy and stars are far apart, millions of light years away. But this awareness, this thinking, millions of away and vast distance, they are the work of your mind. It's the mind that is creating that experience. And all that experience is the work of your pure consciousness. Pure consciousness, all this is reflecting. Pure consciousness remains thus consciousness. Pure consciousness is Brahman, that's what you are. Through the act of mind, the illusion of time, space, world evolves. Whatsoever happens in this world, time, space, causation, is the self. The I am in you, the absolute I am, is all that is in the universe, all that was in the universe, all that will be. Let's figure that out. On the other hand, for the mind that is limited, happiness is a matter of hopping. Little happiness here, little happiness there. All things are not always in your hands. So many things to attain, so many things to gain. So many distant personalities exist for whom you don't care. And staggering past, your mind can't go there. Staggering future awaits. Such is the immensity of the world process that your soul is facing and looking for its fulfillment in this vast universe. And you can have amazing experiences in this vast universe, positively and negatively. But your goal is not to be confined into this universe, but to realize I am the universe. The entire universe of time, space is pure consciousness, awareness. When mind becomes enlightened, that awareness as if comes back to its own essential nature. Everyone becomes according to karmas and according to their conduct. Doer of sadhu karma becomes sadhu. Sadhu is holy. If your karma has become karma yoga, then karma yoga leads you to be a sadhu. Sadhu means you are not interested in staying in the world process. You want to attain liberation. On the other hand, if you are doing punya karma, so there is a difference between sadhu karma and punya karma. If you are doing a lot of charitable works, you become a virtuous person. You will have result of virtuous karma, either in this life or in the next life. And that would be prosperity, joyousness, fame, name, glory. All this comes under the result of virtuous karma. So if you are doer of punya karma, you become a person with prosperity. With papa karma, you become a negative personality. A purusha is every soul, every individual, kama maya. You are fashioned according to the mentations, according to the desires of your mind. Whatever is desire, whatever you want to be, accordingly, a resolve develops at your intellect plane, nishchaya. According to your nishchaya, you allow yourself to flow into a karmic process. Thought, word and deed, they are directed towards what your resolve is. And accordingly, karma goes on giving you fruits. And when karmic process needs another embodiment, then your body drops and you are led. The soul sticks to subtle planes, and in the next embodiment, again you draw from universal source of matter, exactly things needed for your evolution. And the matter flows on. The matter that gave you a different body in this life, next life you don't know what type of body you will have, what type of circumstances, what type of hereditary traits you will carry. But all behind all that is your self-effort and your Godward movement. If you are moving Godward, you are paving the way for liberation. Otherwise, you are paving the way for pravritti, coming back again and again. Even when you come back again and again, you have always a choice, come back more miserable or be a little better. The simple advice is, never look for being miserable. Be always in virtuous level, because that opens the door to satsanga. Misery, negative tamasic type of misery, doesn't open the door, but it opens the door to terrorism. And with this I'm concluding. Om Shanti Shanti. But before concluding, let me tell you, Puryashtaka, 8 points go with your soul. They are called 8 elements. Ignorance, avidya, kama, desire, karma, karmic impressions, panchabhutas, 5 subtle elements, they are called the God particles, pranas, vital forces, antahakarana, mind that has 4 aspects, chitta, unconscious, buddhi, intellect, ego, ahamkar, manas, conscious mind, all these called antahakarana. Then jnanendriyas, senses of perception, organs of action, karmendriyas. All these are called 8 points. Together, the soul with all this enters the body. And the body is called puri. And the ashtaka enters. And the purusha, the soul, enjoys it. All this is done for the purusha. The soul.
Gurudev, I want to know, I noticed the forehead marks on the gods and others are different for the women as for the men, and I wonder why.
Why you want to them? We are the same things.
Sorry?
You want all the gods and goddesses having a bow and arrow, as long as you are presenting them as men and women. You have to keep the distinctions. Women don't have to get moustache and beard. And men don't have to go through making braids.
So
that's firstly to know all their presentation of God in as human beings or as forms is allegorical. Allegorical is not really reality, absolute reality. But allegorical enough to help your mind to move towards God. Yes.
You mentioned the 5 sheets. The
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How is it possible to remember or to recognize out of which are we angry, are we sad, are we tired?
No, this is just like you study medicine, go through volumes and volumes. But as a doctor, you don't go after the free volume each time you see a patient. Because on the basis of these studies, your mind develops a spontaneous glimpse of reality. It has a mature way of working. But if you get an interest to analyze yourself, then you can understand, look into your mind. Certain experiences are manomaya koshas. Certain experiences in the matter of intellect you want to understand. And some is in the form of pranas. So you can analyze those. But that's just for curiosity's sake. The reality is you just live your life as close to God as possible without burdening your mind.
Swamiji, Can you speak about the soul identifying with Anandamaya Kosha but staying conscious in that?
By everyone, when he wakes up, two things are there. One mind says, I knew nothing. I knew nothing is in itself is a profound matter. Just like you ask a person, look to the sky, what do you see? Person says, I see nothing. I see the sky. Nothing else. But that sky contains all these heavenly bodies. So it is not really nothing. That what Vedanta terms ignorance, avidya. Avidya in itself is just like the sky. It is not a reality. It is not a real entity. It is inability to know. It's the limit of your vision. Vision goes that much and not beyond. So if you develop intuitive vision, ignorance is not there. But since intuitive vision is not there, human mind creates an illusion of field of knowledge. This much you know, but behind all this, you don't know. There's a vast unknown. But the vast unknown becomes comfortable. If you were to constantly see staggering vastness, life will be miserable. So even in the practical world, ignorance is actually your cover from the head, from the earth down, everywhere.
What about the state of mind that recognizes the subtle presence of love in everything?
State of mind that recognizes, again, it can be in different levels. If it recognizes, then it is a sadhaka. It is moving. If it has recognized, then it is no longer recognizing it. It is already absorbed in, all have become love of God.
And is that the identification with the Anandamaya Kosha?
That Anandamaya Kosha then becomes free of ignorance. Anandamaya Kosha remains limited. Ignorance removed from Anandamaya Kosha becomes absolute Ananda. So therefore there is a difference. Attain Ananda, but not Anandamaya Kosha. Kosha is not Kosha. The people get confused. Anandamaya Kosha is always same Ananda. But that Ananda is not real because you are getting that Ananda through a veil of ignorance. And that Ananda presents itself in three ways called Priya, Moda and Pramoda. You look at things from a distance and you like it. That's called Priya. It's very pleasing to look at. Moda, you hold it in your hand. You have grasped it. Now you have a greater joy. Third, you experience it by your senses. So, human mind always is drawing joy through Anandamaya Kosha. Every time you are happy, your Anandamaya Kosha rings the bell. But its happiness comes quite distorted type. It's not the absolute happiness. Absolute happiness will be possible if ignorance moves away. And it becomes possible more and more as vasanas become purified. If your samskaras and vasanas become more and more positive, your love of God is increasing more and more until there is absolute purity. Then it is not no longer Anandamaya Kosha. It is Ananda.
That is the enlightened state?
That's the highest, called Sahaj Samadhi, enlightened state, Parabhakti, so many names.
Thank you, Swamiji.
Om Tat Sat, Swamiji. Is there any benefit in learning how to fall asleep consciously, you know, through the process?
As long as sleep is needed. Sleep is always needed. So, developing a conscious way of relaxing yourself whenever needed That's a part of spiritual siddhi. Some people have that type of, according to the time available to them, they will retire, become so relaxed that they have a little pinch of sleep. And that does a great thing to the mind. Recharge yourself. And that type of siddhi can be whether you are yogi or not. Men of great concentration. You said that Napoleon had that type of power. He could relax anywhere. Arjuna had that power. Sabyasachi, Sabyasachi is different. But he could sleep anytime. It is a good thing.
Thank you.
But that doesn't mean that you should not go through the natural timing of your sleep. In other words, if you have a routine of sleeping at a certain time, you keep up. Then you are entering into sleep by nature. But at the same time, having practice of relaxation so much that you can have sleep type of experience any time, that becomes a special benefit for your health and for your general natural personality.
Thank you.
And with this, I'll conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.